Leading our news today, the search will resume this morning for possible debris from missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Satellites have captured images of two objects that could be wreckage from the plane. Four aircraft and several ships are scouring a 23,000 square kilometre area southwest of Perth. The initial search has been disappointing. The Acting Prime Minister Warren Truss says more satellite images are being taken of the area. Prime Minister Tony Abbott will press Papua New Guinea to speed up the processing of asylum seekers being held on Manus Island. Mr Abbott has arrived in Port Moresby for his first visit there since becoming Prime Minister. The two-day trip will also focus on improving economic ties between the two countries. US President Barack Obama has announced new sanctions targeting the Russian president's inner circle. He's also threatened to impose economic sanctions if there's any further increase of the crisis in Ukraine. Russia has retaliated by announcing its own sanctions on US officials and politicians. Gina Rinehart has sealed a multi-billion dollar finance deal for her Roy Hill iron ore mine in Western Australia. The $7.2 billion deal is made up of loans and guarantees from five export credit agencies and 19 commercial banks, including Australia's Big Four. And militants have killed at least 11 people during a suicide attack and gun battle in Afghanistan. Two bombs were detonated before dawn at a police station in the city of Jalalabad in the country's east. Police responded along with NATO helicopter gunships in a firefight that lasted for 3 hours.